You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
Hi.
Hi.
We have the pleasure.
You have to say hi, too.
Hey.
Hi, Brycey.
Hey.
Sit in line with us, please.
These chairs are so uncomfortable.
They really aren't.
They're really not at all.
We sit in these chairs.
We're a little close, but we're not. They're comfortable.
Yeah.
We have Brycey with us today, which is really nice. And Burke comes home.
I meant to do that.
By the time this airs tomorrow, because it's Sunday, Burke, you'll be home for a week, which will be really nice. I'm excited.
Burke is the last of us, not the show.
So did you guys have fun at the Ole Miss football game?
Yeah, we went to the Ole Miss football game yesterday.
Talk about it. So we went.
Say
we went. We flew in for the day. We had a nice time. We went to sat in the box. They treat us well, and it was a good game, good way to spend a day with my boys. And
pretty up there, Mississippi.
I was going to say Oxford, the town of Oxford, right? Every girl looks the same, though.
The country girls.
But, I mean, every girl looks the same everywhere. They just look different.
I remember you saying that, but I don't know if I agree. I think there's a little
You don't think everyone in Boca looks the same?
No, I think there's more diversity. I think that it's funny. I guess it's the way they dress, too, for the game. They all wear the same outfit.
But it's game day. It's like if you go to a UM game, every single girl looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I get it. That's why it was game day. I agree.
But every girl in Miami looks exactly the same.
For the most part.
But they look like Miami girls, where Mississippi girls look like Mississippi girls. They're very different.
Yeah. It was just interesting. It was really nice to go. It was a nice, beautiful weather-wise, beautiful day, nice campus.
Pretty in Mississippi.
And beautiful little town.
Yeah.
I mean, little town, but it was nice. It was
small. But there's not much in Mississippi.
Mom felt...
Right. Is there a city? Jackson?
It has to be it.
Is that Alabama? No, that's Mississippi.
No, Jackson's in Mississippi.
No, Jackson, the song by Johnny Cash.
I'm going to Jackson.
Yeah, that's Mississippi.
Oxford was very pretty. It was like Mom said, it was like a Hallmark.
It definitely felt Hallmark.
You could
vibes.
Totally do a fucking video, a movie there.
Oh, absolutely.
Without bringing any backdrop.
I'm sure they have.
And you could just hire all the local people and just be like, live your life.
Google
and then
movies
it's Hallmark.
Filmed in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm sure they filmed.
Every Hallmark. Yeah. That's where they
I don't know. There's no incentive to film in Mississippi.
Other than the backdrop.
Movies filmed in Oxford,
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Let's see if there's anything.
Hallmark. There's no way.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Like the slave movie?
The People vs. Larry Flint, Intruder in the Dark.
Really?
You know that movie? The People vs. Larry Flint.
Are you
from
serious?
96?
That's a huge movie. That was Woody Harrelson, correct?
Harrelson,
I said.
Yeah. But I don't know if these...
Interesting.
Yeah, it could just be a shot in there.
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. No Hallmark.
It definitely looked Hallmarky, though.
Yeah, especially there were Christmas lights, Christmas trees everywhere. What I liked is that there was not a single store I knew the name of.
Right.
Which is cool.
It's very refreshing because 90% of the country is exactly the same.
Intermix.
The stores.
That's the one I always say, too. Why do we say that? Because of Aspen.
Yes, correct. Yeah. They ruined it.
Yeah. Right.
All the stores sold the same thing as those stores, but they were...
I don't think so.
Yeah, but it was all like normal clothes, right? It's not like
mom
these were like
mom was in heaven, right?
Yeah,
but they were all stores owned by local people,
which is nice. I hate these stores.
Not
it's
Intermix.
All Zara. It's all Intermix. White House Black Market is the one I always think of.
What have you seen? White House Black
that's,
no, Market.
That's the one I always think of.
That's
I don't know
the mall.
Why
that was used to be a good store. Mom used to like that store in the mall, but then it got ruined. I guess
every store gets ruined.
It is. It was nice. Part of me was like, you know, it kind of would be nice to just like. Live in a small little town, you know everyone. Like we were when we were going through, we were in line to park for the game, and there were cops that were like shuttling everyone, you know. And like this 6-year-old girl was just walking by, she was like, "Hey, Daryl," to the cop, and he was like, "Hey, Cindy," and
yeah,
it was like,
he was like, "No, seriously,"
it was just so
he
cute.
Was like, "No," she was like, "Daryl," and then he was like. Hey, Madison.
Yeah, and then she just kept walking to the game. And it was like, you know that
like,
everyone in
toddy.
Town.
What did he say? What did
he say? They didn't say howdy toddy. Yeah.
Everyone in town knows everyone. There's probably no like crime.
There's
like,
definitely
probably.
There's like alcohol related. But I grew up in a town like that. There was I grew up in Irving, there was 6,000 people in our town. It was a very small, like historic town. And you knew all the cops. Like when I used to ride my mini bike, they knew I was Stu's son. It was a whole, you know, but.
There's value
John
to that.
John Stewson.
Is he retarded?
Yes.
Stewson.
Okay.
That's where like Johnson comes from.
Oh, here we go. You know the name Smith? We're all Smiths. Cohen actually means.
Did you know that though?
I heard
if your last name is Smith.
I heard him have this conversation yesterday.
Right.
Yes.
Or like if your last name is, what are other ones? I can't think of another one. Cobb is probably cobblers.
Or people made salads.
True. Well, Mr. Cobb.
But yeah, so it is nice to be in a town like that. Your family would grow up in a wholesome way.
Just adjusting, right?
No problem. It would be, you know, it might come down. Remember we talked about
that's
what's
what
going on.
Right, you were talking about.
But I think you need to, like, I don't think a town like that is, that's insulated. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Well, you have to decide you want to live that. It's a life change. But like, here's the thing. It's insulated, but from what? Like what in
from
your
Jews?
No.
Like what in your life, you know, like what in Miami, which is great. I love it. And we have access to everything. And that's what's fun. Like living in a city, you have everything at your fingertips, but it's like, do you need that? No, not at all.
No, I think
we don't need 97% of the access that
it's
we
not even
have.
Access. Correct. It's dude. Like a lot of it is,
it's like, dude,
when I have conversations with people who live in insulated places and there's parts of Miami that are super insulated. When I have conversations,
no, we don't mean insulated like that. I mean like, right. Like you don't you
like
can't
no
go
one
to Zara.
No one even knows it's there, basically.
Yeah, or like if you're
so
like,
you
oh,
just
I
can't
need
get deliveries.
Like, if you're like, oh my, I need my iPhone to get fixed. It's like there's no Apple Store around. You have to.
So you drive 30 minutes. No,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like
I think it's way worse to be with people who are insulated mentally, where every person see like same in Oxford. I don't know. We didn't really talk to many local people, but the people in Oxford, I would assume. All think exactly the same
I like
way.
That because then you
no,
know
it's so,
I know
because no because what if they don't think the way you think
no
then
you,
but
you don't live there.
Then
you don't live there
that, right
but you don't think like the people in Oxford
no but
right and that's why he doesn't live in Oxford.
We're saying like for example when shit hits the fan where we go we want to either go to a place that's like a whole gated like little bubble world or a little town where like we talked about maybe buying like if you for example bought a place
you have to come in like that
well you moved it
no to try to help you
okay.
Yeah, so you can hear there's a difference.
Yeah, so I would think that, like, if we bought one of those places that have, you can have, like, four or five homes on it, and you have your whole, you create your own little world, and I don't know, just where no one's going to come. And someone comes in, and you're like, Ma, someone's coming on
we're not going to get accents if we change our lifestyle.
No, but the big, you know, the big fucking driveway, you see them coming on about a mile before,
but the
and everyone gets their guns, like, how can I help you, boy?
You're not going to become Southern.
And Southern and racist. What are you doing here, bull?
Oh
the thing is,
God.
Like, if you live in a life like that, you have to give up a lot of your luxuries and your comforts.
What? No, I don't agree. You have to give up luxuries or comforts. That I
don't you don't
agree.
Get big cup cappuccino.
Right, exactly. Where are you getting your cappuccino from?
You have one in your house.
Right. Yeah, sure. You have one in your house. But, like, where are you getting your beans from? You have to, like...
You ship them.
Yeah, okay.
So that's so hard?
No, but like,
bam, drop
like
the mic, bitches.
Today you were like, you know what? I want to go look at a Cartier watch. Not doing that when you live in the country. You're just not doing that.
By the time I move there and shit hits the fan, I'll have every watch I need.
Sure.
Just saying.
But you know, you have to you change your mindset when you do that.
I think if I was just with our family and all of my kids and my wife and whatever, I think I don't need that shit.
I'm not moving there. So you won't be with all your kids.
Well, no, we're not saying to move there tomorrow. It's just it's a nice idea. Like
if there's
we also romanticize it. It's probably right. Not as good as you think.
If there's shit going down and there's a...
What shit's going down? You guys are always...
What shit going down? Look outside.
Is he retarded?
No, but...
Look outside. Have you watched the news? Not the news, but... Have you
see what's going on with the
I see exactly
what's... And everything?
I'm not disagreeing that that's horrible, but it's not like... Pushing us in this moment. Sure, maybe if the world turns for the way, way, way worse.
It is, bro.
If interest rates continue.
No.
If the world continues, if our government continues the next five years from now, 4 years, you know, after the election, we're going to have major problems. And we're going to have to think about reevaluate exactly what we're doing. How
can't
we're
just say major problems. What does that mean? The world has major problems.
No, but it's going to get worse.
Do you think the major problems have become more major now than they were 2 years ago? And then
years ago? I think things have gotten worse.
Right.
Do I think they're ever in my lifetime going to get to a point where I feel unsafe walking in Boca Raton? And
I disagree
to,
with you, dude.
I disagree okay. with you, too.
You don't think, like, if you went to New York City right now and you were wearing this necklace with a Jewish star and walking around, I think you would be a little like, ooh, I don't know if I should wear this
necklace. Put it in your shirt.
which is insane.
I don't feel that way.
I think you would think slightly differently now.
I agree with you.
Than you would have a year ago. About
it's much worse and much more concerned.
Definitely.
And but, right, think, but that's how it starts.
But I also
I
think
just got
like,
two guns in 3 weeks, right? That's unheard of.
Yeah, but you're also now talking about moving to the middle of Montgomery, Alabama. So.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think that if things continue, and there's a very good chance it's going to continue, and there's also a very good chance that depending who gets in office, if we have the wrong person in office.
Right, like, what if Newsom becomes president?
Right. If it's like California, I'm not joking, I'm moving.
Yeah. If Newsom becomes president and then China becomes like our overlord, because we see that they're all buddy-buddy.
Xi's going to die. It doesn't matter.
No, but...
Okay, but okay. What if... what? Let's say Xi dies then. He's not going to die. He's like 60.
He's 70. And you know our politics. Okay, even the stance will sell out. They all do sell out, right?
Course,
for money.
Of course. Yes. What if Xi dies and the next person that comes in is way worse?
It's possible.
You know? Okay.
If Newsom
your
became
known
president...
Your is not your worst enemy. Listen, whatever that's
okay, if Newsom became president and makes our country like California, I'm probably going to have to move out of the country.
But, yeah, it's harder to do.
Guys, the president doesn't have as much power as you
think.
That's
what I was just going to say. It's hard to do as a president to change the country drastically, especially because like not a majority of the people would want the country to be like California, hence why so many people left California.
I get it, but what do you think Newsom can do where he's just like, okay, he gets in a presidency, say he had carte blanche and he was like, I'm going to change this the way I want it. What do you think he would do?
He could do a lot. Look what he did to his own state.
Okay, but that, give me examples is what I'm asking.
Let me explain something.
Of what bad things he can do.
Okay, when you, he can create it. Okay, here's the big thing, safety. And you can create unsafe environments by letting more people in. By changing reducing the budget for the police and for security, okay? By raising interest rates even further, by creating unemployment, by cost of goods being so
incentivizing
high.
Incentivizing crime.
Wait.
In California, they just said you can steal whatever you want.
Right.
So what if they did that here?
And it took away our repercussions and penalties for crimes. It's very easy what you can do. All you have to do is create higher unemployment, higher cost of goods, higher inflation, and you're gonna have anarchy. Forget about anything else I just mentioned. Those three things will create anarchy in our country.
Definitely. Yeah. Now I do want to say
it's a big concern
off of that. A lot of these issues aren't federal. So even if Newsom becomes president, which I would hate if Newsom was president, if he was president,
how's it working though, Bryce? I'm sorry for interrupting, but how's it working in Texas right now, coming into the state? How the federal government has allowed it, where therefore it became a very overlapping federal state issue, but the federal won out. How's it working out with...
True.
Listen,
Texas doesn't really have any control,
they have no control
of the border.
How's it working, Bryce? How's it working out when you look at New York, exactly what you saw that was going on in New York, how the Palestinian and the Muslim riots, and as a result of it, even when the BLM shit happened, in the state of California, in the state of New York, and the government and National Guards did nothing.
Yeah, but you're talking about liberal states.
But I'm talking about in general. So therefore, they could, even if... Watch this. The state of Florida, that's not a liberal state, cannot call the National Guards, as the federal government does. If there's a riot...
Isn't it the governor declares a state of emergency and calls in the National Guard?
You have to request.
Right, you have to request.
But if the federal government... You saw when we watched this Grand Central trying to kick in, that was scary, right? There were thousands of Palestinians.
Yeah, but they probably didn't call in.
Well, my point, because it's either one, New York number one, and two, also the federal government. I'm telling you, we know that the local government has a lot of power control, which we learn, but the federal government still has a significant umbrella and power over it. And you could take, I'm telling you, if you raise interest rates more, you don't create a good economy, a strong economy financially, okay? You have unemployment and you have further crime, the whole country go to shit. And then when we become a weak, more fractured country, then you have other countries coming in and creating terrorism and other issues, it becomes an issue. You don't understand. It could be a problem. Therefore, I'm saying if that's the case, just like people left Venezuela or people leave California, there's a very good chance that people will, to protect their family, flee America and look for a safer environment to raise their kids and for themselves. Very possible.
Yeah. Speaking of New York, there was a story this week that New York City, that they're having such a migrant problem and they have to spend so much money on the migrants that have come in that they're now cutting budgets because they have to readjust their budget.
Right. You know, there's only so much money they can get.
So the money is now going, too much money is going to the migrant problem. So they're cutting budgets.
Like migrant.
Migrant. What?
Minor.
So they're cutting money from the budget because too much is going to the migrant problem. and they're cutting it from the NYPD and education system, course. New York State education system.
Which, by
New York
the way, is what they've been fighting for so many years to fund the New York City education system.
Well, it's like
the liberals, by the way, which I agree, you should fund the New York City education system, but no, to then take it away to fund
right, the
people from other countries.
Right, we're funding
that makes sense.
People good from call. Other countries.
You know, it's perp woman.
He, by the way, yeah. He's
a problem.
No, he's anti-migrant.
No, but he's the
now. Well, now he is.
Now.
Everyone's a little too, a fucking little okay, too
but,
late.
But
I'd rather him be anti-migrant than not, right?
That's a big thing. We have to accept when someone says, you know what? I fucked up. Okay, I was wrong.
100%.
This is wrong.
Okay, happens all the
time. We need those people to speak up even more, because then it's like, yes, see, exactly.
I agree with you. I am telling you.
Can't shame him.
You're right. But I am telling you that is purposeful. To fucking make people dumber and take away from the education. It's all done. It's taking away power. The only power is by your brain, right? Education is power. And also by your safety of being able to defend yourself. If you take away the two fucking things that give people that ignite you, to make give you a sense of self-worth and purpose. You feel safe because you have the police supporting you and knowing that you can be free. And the other part is you have your power and your intellect, which you're not ignorant, you're not stupid. You can do things, right? Those things are fucking purposeful.
But I don't understand how New Yorkers would be like, yes, I want money going to but being taken away not. From my children's they're education and from my safety because they're cutting police
look
officers
no
going
New
to going
that.
To stranger illegal immigrants.
Yes, these are people that let
from
them
Somalia.
In too.
Right.
They don't let them in. From Somalia.
They're from all over Africa. And they're just 25-year-old men who are healthy who are like, yep, I'm here now.
That's
I'm American.
The problem is it's only men.
I know.
Which makes no
it does. It's suspicious.
Correct. Yes. It's those countries are sending them over. It's like
to rape our people.
By all means, if very poor children
crime,
and women
people out of
have
crime,
to come over here prison. Because they're going to be raped and murdered in their countries, like they say they are, then sure, you can send them over. We're going to help them the best we can. But you're saying we have to get rid of these. We have to get these people to safety because the women and children are being raped. And
but
it's
only
okay,
men coming in.
Put them on the planes, get them over here, and then it's like, wait, but this plane is 300 men,
and they're all 22 and extremely fit.
So you don't send us the rapist.
You just lowered yourself.
I want to lower my headset.
Oh, no, that's not that.
Okay.
Don't send us the rapists. Send us the people who are at risk of being raped and murdered.
But yeah, no, obviously.
Don't send
us
anybody.
If it's refugees who are fleeing, why is it only men?
That makes no sense.
What about where are the women and children?
It's purposeful.
Yeah, no, of course.
It's all purposeful.
Well, when you look at that, when you see all the, remember we showed those videos of like New York City, the streets outside the Roosevelt Hotel or whatever, and it was just 1,000 young men.
No, they
were the old people.
They condemned the hotel.
It's crazy.
It became
so now they're literally.
Let's watch.
Here,
this.
I'll play it out loud so Bryce can hear because he doesn't have headphones.
Fucking ridiculous. Not true. Nice tie.
How long is this? All right. I wanted to hear the part that he was saying that they're cutting. Let's see. But what's their solution? But like, what did they do?
Get so rid of anybody.
What is the solution?
The problem is
get rid of everyone. How do you do that?
It's like roaches. You get rid of them. Just go to your neighbor's house or your fucking the mice. That's the problem.
It's way harder to get rid of than it is to just stop more people from coming.
Well, you got to do both.
How do you stop people from coming into New York City?
Stop from the borders.
What border? What do you mean, New York City?
No, stop it. We keep accepting all of these shipments of people. Yeah. Stop that.
Stop that and ship people back. You can do both. Good luck finding them.
That's what I'm saying. If you're like, okay, yep, we're going to deport. How do you find them?
By the way,
especially when the police are being cut.
Biden is now trying to. I said this yesterday. Biden does not care about sending back any of the.
He doesn't care about anything
of these
people in America.
Somali men that are just coming over. These thousands of Somali men, but he's planning on sending back all of these Venezuelan families that have been living here for 20, 30 years, pay taxpayer dollars. That he's literally in the midst of
trying to do it like through Homeland Security
because they all ran from a communist country, and they obviously are all voting Republican. Yeah. So he's trying to send back these families who now have children who were born in America. The children's are citizens.
They're not going back. I know he's going to try. It's like
U.S. deportation flights to Venezuela.
Dad, he's calling the Venezuelan government. He's working with their government to get them back.
Which we've never been friends with. We haven't been friends with their government for 30 years.
He's the fucking worst.
It says, deportation flights of Venezuelans from the U.S. resumed on Wednesday with the plane of more than 100 migrants landing back in their economically troubled country under the Biden administration's latest efforts to deal with swelling numbers of asylum seekers. Really, the Venezuelans that were already in America for decades are the problem?
And leaving a terrible country, right?
By the way, from the Congo?
The Venezuelans, you never hear them doing crazy crimes. You never hear them doing anything but just working in America. Who cares? If people want to come here and work and pay taxpayer dollars, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it says the plane leaving from Texas touchdown in Miami before arriving hours later in Caracas. Roughly 130 passengers were Venezuelan women and men who were shuttled to the plane on buses and wore wrist and ankle restraints. As they boarded, U.S. immigration officers patted them down. Flight to Venezuela is the first I've seen in my career of an entire charter flight of Venezuelans going back to their country, and we plan on having several more of these in the coming weeks. That's U.S. Immigration and Customs said that. Biden administration says it plans to have multiple deportation flights a week to Venezuela, according to the U.S. Transportation Department.
How corrupted
Democrats. Which would place Venezuela among the top international destination for U.S. immigration authorities. The government employs a fleet of charter carriers known collectively as ICE Air. The deportees will find a homeland still in the midst of complex. So also we're like, asylum seekers, this is a huge problem. But we're sending them back to a terrible situation. Venezuela is like
and what are these people gonna
godless place right now.
It's politics at its finest. And the Republicans do this as well, but the Democrats are the ones currently doing this. They literally are saying, we want our borders, we need people to come here, seek shelter in America, but yet they're sending back the people who are doing nothing wrong.
Because they're not voting in their way.
Correct.
It's people it's need politics. To fuck
right, like, why it's specifically politics. Venezuela?
Why do you think specifically right. Venezuela?
It's because their Trust country me, was Cuban, socialist.
Cubans are next.
Yeah, their country was socialist. Vietnamese
are going to be next after.
Everyone who came to America from Venezuela was fleeing socialism. So they're like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, they just, it's calculated.
I'm saying if it's Vietnamese and Cuban next, Bryce will never be able to date anybody.
Facts.
For real.
But those are both communist countries.
But we're keeping the Chinese ones here for sure.
Why do you think the Chinese ones here?
It's all about money. Fuck, assholes. Biden is a cocksucker motherfucker.
Biden has no idea what's going on. He literally has zero clue.
Either way, he's still fucking part of it. Okay, you kidding me? Please.
He's not as corrupt. I'm not defending
him. Him and his fucking family is corrupt. Give me a fucking break. Unbelievable.
Honestly, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next election.
Right, but you were the one that's like, no, come on, nothing. That's how we got down this road.
I didn't say no.
No, you were like it's not going to get much worse.
No, I didn't say it's not going to get much worse. I said it's not going to go out. It's not going to get to the point where every day when I go out, I'm going to have to fear for my life. And I don't think it's going to.
I don't know if I agree with you. The fact that that's so Jewish thing is terrible.
But I agree with you. From now to the world a month ago.
Oh, the past 5 years.
It's like brutal.
But also, let's just say, during BLM, all these riots and everything, people felt this way too.
No, because there's a lot more whites than blacks, and it's a little bit different. This is truly a real thing where most people hate fucking Jews.
Also, that was like BLM was saying, we have a problem with in the America. Establishment.
Right.
This is, in we America. Have a problem with you
right.
as a person, BLM, who you right. are.
BLM is still America, and they're saying, we don't like the police. We need things to change.
Right. They were saying the establishment equal. Is a problem.
This is saying, we don't want any Jews around. We want the Islamic way in every fucking household. And there are strength in numbers.
And it's just so crazy how, like, Islam has just co-opted the youth liberals. This episode is brought to you by Original Grain, who makes the watch that I'm wearing, makes a lot of watches that we as a family own. If you don't know what Original Grain is, they make watches out of reclaimed materials.
Not only just watches,
they have a lot of different accessories. But what I mean by reclaimed materials is they take materials from old whiskey barrels, from old Taylor guitars.
From military
ammo cases. Yep. What I'm wearing the Indian motorcycle one. So there's parts of an Indian motorcycle in this watch. So they take items from cool ass materials that, you know, are part of something that you might already love. Like if you love Buffalo Trace whiskey, right? Or your dad loves Buffalo Trace whiskey. They take old Buffalo Trace whiskey barrels, take the wood from that would just be garbage, repurpose it into a watch. And that's cool looking.
And a good looking watch, and the prices are really phenomenal. I mean, it's a great gift for your boyfriend, your father, your brother, whatever. I mean, yeah, really nice gift.
And there's so many different hobbies that men have, and they have ones for all the hobbies, honestly. And so go head over to originalgrain.com, check out all the different stuff.
Yeah, really.
The Indian one is super cool. I've been wearing it all the time because it's just it's like rustic and rugged.
And it's
cool.
A nice leather strap. It wears well. It's got a good weight to it. It's got a good size. Their website is very well designed because you can see it lays it out. They have so many different
materials
to choose from.
Yeah.
Different styles, different materials, different, like you said, with different likes.
They have Taylor guitars.
Right. Music, alcohol, army, you know, military cars, motorcycles. So it creates more of a personal effect to you and you enjoy wearing it. And you'll talk about, like, when we wear ours, we get a lot of compliments and we always talk about
it. Because they're unique.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you go to originalgrain.com, you can use the code ISSUES and you'll get 10% off your order. And they're doing a 30% off on select styles now on the website. So with our code, you can get 40% off on a watch.
It's like they're paying you.
So it's a great gift. Like the holiday season's coming up. If you're like, oh, I don't know what to get my dad or my boyfriend or my brother or my son.
Yep.
I would head over to Original Grain, check out all their stuff, and use the code ISSUES at checkout, and you'll get 10% off what they're giving at 30% for a total of 40% off on your order.
The I just Jews saw too. Like no.
these fucking Jews.
I'm what do you mean? Saying these young fucking Jewish liberal people.
Most of
yeah, but because they're liberal, not because they're Jewish.
I don't think any. I've never seen a Jewish person who's like pro Gaza. By all means,
there are the not as much anymore, but there
I've
are.
I've never.
I agree with you.
Also. Sure, the random Palestinian people, I don't want them to die either.
Of course.
But also, it's me. Like, to me, I'm going to be selfish, right? I don't want those Palestinians dying, but also, I'm pro-Israel.
But let them leave our country.
What I was saying is like...
Let which people leave our country?
Palestinians that want their fucking views in America. Let them leave. You don't follow America, Western civilization.
There's not many Palestinian people in America. Also, like,
right, but that's the problem.
Most Palestinian people in America are like, their parents were Palestinian and moved to America and they're American.
Right, but that's why there are barely any Palestinian people in this country, but there are tens of thousands marching with under Palestinian flags. Who the fuck are they?
Right.
What the fuck are they for?
It's just people following the fucking drinking the
Kool-Aid. It's just liberals.
But also a lot of Arab people.
Yes.
Yeah, but a lot of whites and a lot of Asian and a lot of just random ass people correct. That are like, what the fuck are you doing on that side? Right. Why? Why are you marching with them?
They're uneducated. They don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I literally just saw a video on TikTok of a woman. I think she's non-binary or lesbian or some shit. She's like a woke woman.
Yeah, let's see if she works for Hamas.
Now wearing a hijab because she's like, I'm going to wear a hijab in solidarity. Hysterical. And it's like, okay, so you're a non-binary liberal.
Cultural appropriation 6 months ago.
Well, not only would it be cultural appropriation, but it's also extremely sexist, the idea of the hijab.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, she's a dumb fuck. But that's what I don't understand.
Dumb.
Islam, they won out on the liberals.
Yeah, shocking.
I don't know how. I don't know
me
why.
Neither.
I guess just because they're not white in this
war.
Or
anti-Jews. That's one way to look at it. The people that are anti-Jews.
I think,
Ron, yeah. That's it. If you're,
but I don't think. But a year ago, liberal people weren't like, yeah, fuck Jews,
because that.
But
wasn't
they were
the
like, fuck whites.
But that was not. I think
no, but that's
anti-fucking Jews.
But how would
Jews
they?
Have money.
I don't think it's because it. I don't think they co-opted it so quick. You think Yeah, you think it was media, so quickly that a month ago, liberals were like, I don't even care about Jews one way or the other. And now they're like, fuck Jews. No, I think it was because it's white colonizers versus brown colonized. That's why I think an 18-year-old liberal woman would be like, I'm on the brown person side, because they see white versus brown.
I think there's
that's
also
why, like, I think their mind is just like, yep, that's my side.
I think there's also like,
I don't think it's
so,
Jew. I don't know.
There's so many like bots and things out there that have the Palestinian flag in their bio and then just like follow all of these Jewish pages and then comment. I don't think they're real people. A lot of them, I don't think are real people.
Okay, but I don't even look at the bots. I'm looking at the videos of protests in the streets.
Hold on, but what I'm saying is, those aren't bots. What I'm saying is they comment on everything and they'll be like, Israel just bombed this hospital, right? And they comment that. And then like an 18-year-old little white girl is going to see them and be like, oh my God, kids are dying? That's horrible. And they're like, oh wow, I'm in support of Palestine then because I don't want those people to die. That's a way to gain followers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's lying, but that's a way to gain followers. And that's what's happening. About, yep. Dude, you go to any of these, like, narratives. Stand with Israel posts, and it'll be like, Israeli soldier just murdered in his home in the middle of, in Haifa or whatever. And then the first comment will be, free Palestine.
Yep, with 30 flags.
Yeah, and it's like, what? That doesn't even
true.
Make
it's
sense.
True, it's like, that's not a good comment for this type of
that
post.
It doesn't even make sense. A normal person, or even somebody who hated Israel, wouldn't be like, free Palestine. They would either like fight with information.
Right, or they would have. They would say, this is not a real story. Or they would be like, he deserved it or something.
Exactly, like real hate, or it's like, free Palestine. Or it's also like, I saw the one where they were marching in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday.
Yeah, they were Nazis, not Palestinians.
Correct. And the first comment was free Palestine. And I was like, Palestine is not even mentioned in this comment, in this post. This has nothing to do with Palestine, nothing to do with Arab people. These are white Nazis.
Look, these are some videos from Madison, Wisconsin. Let's see.
Yeah, why, but all these Madison? Guys should, why honestly, Madison? All these guys should be shot.
I have no idea. Why Madison? I have no idea.
They should be shot. I don't care.
It's just the middle of the street.
They should be killing. All hidden. They all should be shot.
All of their faces are hidden.
Show your face. Yeah. Don't be such a pussy.
But
show your face.
The thing. Whenever I see something like this,
they should
like,
be shot. Open fire.
Or show your face. Don't be a bitch.
No, but should they be open fire?
Dude, no.
Because
we don't live in a lawless society.
Doesn't matter. But those people.
They should not be open fire.
There should not be.
I disagree with you.
Who shoots them? Who on the open fire?
If I wouldn't get arrested, I would shoot them.
Right, but you would get arrested because we live in a.
Okay. Bronson. But my opinion.
Right, but you don't believe it.
No, he's saying like that waste of breath.
I do believe.
You think if you were in Wisconsin, you think you should have, to shoot them.
If I knew I couldn't get arrested, I would open fire.
But you would get arrested because we live in a society of rules.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's saying he would like, if it was a perfect world, he would like if they were dead is what he's
right.
saying.
Right, I don't like unicorns, but I know they don't exist.
When I see, but saying, it should open fire. It's like, no, yes, I don't agree with that.
I do agree with that.
Okay.
Because the reason why is, Bronson, if you went up to that person and said, listen, I am Jewish, can we coexist? They say, no, you should be killed. So therefore, you know the thought of the guy walking with the swastika, and therefore you don't think if you could get away with it, you don't think that guy should be
killed. I don't know if these guys are real. But when I look at this.
Okay. But if we killed everybody that wanted somebody to be dead, then the whole world
you
would cease
to exist.
There's
a big difference, though. There's a big difference.
I do, but you're still
you've never
that
killed
as,
anyone, and many people want you dead. So you're all talk.
No, you're just saying that as a Jewish person.
No, I'm not saying. Listen, guys, if someone says, all right, listen, how do I say this without coming off the wrong way? I think that anybody if you say, oh, that guy that raped that girl should be killed, whatever. That's, I get a different scenario. But when you have something that's like such a militia that wants to wipe out an ethnic group or a race or religion, wipe it out, not knowing them, those people are literally like a disease.
I agree.
Fucking destroy
them.
But
are you going to kill them?
Okay.
That's
not what I'm saying. What don't you understand, Bronson?
Well, I do understand. You said they should be shot. And I said, who's going to shoot them?
Can you help me out, please?
That's not at all what he's saying. He's saying they should be shot. It's like these people are a waste of breath. Okay. And they want me dead. So
no,
they
I think he means more than that. No, I agree, they're a waste of breath.
Okay.
But I'm not going
to
kill them.
No, okay. If I was able to make them become extinct, I'm not saying Germans. I'm saying this group that Nazis. Literally wants to kill Jews.
You would actually kill these people.
Okay. If I knew it was okay to,
I
would kill them, yes.
I don't think you would. But okay. But that's, it's whatever.
That argument doesn't even matter to him.
Sure. Because that part of the argument is
not going to be legal. What
I don't think these people are real. When I see them like
the government?
No, I don't know. When I see something where it's like a bunch of men who are very fit and they're completely covering their face, it's like if people.
One guy was about to
make the KKK. Only right. ever right. covered their
no. Guys, only when they're doing rituals. No, we know what KKK members look like.
Two guys not covering their face. Yeah.
Charlottesville. They walk through the streets all saying death to the Jews with the open their face.
This is clearly a ceremony. They're all make wearing not a shirts, ceremony. Black pants.
Yes, it is, Bronson.
Right. Make so what? Bigger. They all decided.
This is a march. This is a march.
Two guys aren't doing it, Bronson. No, who? Face the top front two.
No, that's a mask. This that's the only yeah. That's the only one.
I think it's real.
And like, what's the point of this, right? Like,
stir up shit. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, right. But that's why I feel like someone.
What's the point of KKK marches?
No, but they don't march. KKK doesn't march. They do shit in private.
Bronson, they marched for 50 Bronson. Years.
Oh, no, but right. When's the last time you've heard of a KKK march? I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about in the 60s.
Saying that, but why did they march
in the 60s? No, but I'm talking about right now.
But I'm talking about then. Why did they march in the 60s?
Right, and when they marched, they didn't have their masks on and shit. They just killed people in the streets.
No, that's not they literally true. Used to march with the.
Yes, that's not true.
They didn't kill people in the streets.
Whatever it's called on.
Yeah, they did. They lynched people in the streets.
That was like the 30s. Yeah,
okay, but when did they kill people in the 80s then? They didn't. They stopped killing people probably in like the 40s.
I never said they killed people.
Right, so what?
I'm just saying marches. Why do all of these people, when these Palestinian people or the people who support Palestine go into these protests with masks on? Why do you think? It's because they know that a lot of them are going to do some bad shit and they don't want their face out there. So if you
have
a lot
of the people in those marches too, I think are...
Sure, whatever, but
are
not
genuine. I'm not saying that these people are like with the government. I just don't know if they're genuine. I don't know if they are like, yep, I'm a Nazi.
I think
they're like there to stir up shit for maybe they were.
Either something. Way, it promotes hatred. Either way, it's a bad thing.
By the way, it's definitely a bad thing.
If they're not a genuine Nazi, marching with a swastika makes you a genuine Nazi. I don't
know.
Should maybe they don't go by all Nazi party rules? If you
no, that's
start,
not what I mean. That's
if
not
you
want to
start shit. And walk through the street on a march holding a swastika, you're a Nazi. It's very simple.
No.
It's very simple.
No, that's not what a Nazi is. But it's fine. It's a different argument.
What's with you? I don't understand
you. You think what makes you a Nazi is walking with a Nazi flag?
Meaning,
no.
But I mean, you are... Okay.
If you were in a Nazi march, you're a Nazi.
The ideology behind
not if
a
you're,
Nazi.
Not if you're pretending to be.
No, listen. Okay.
If you're pretending to be a Nazi, are you Nazi?
Why would you pretend to be a Nazi?
I don't know.
To stir shit?
People have done... Yes, there have been shit so much in this country. Okay. The January 6th tapes just... Did you see all these new tapes that just came out this weekend? All this new footage that came out that is... Like, everyone's freaking out about it because now there's all this footage of people who were protesters who had badges.
Yeah, I saw that.
Badges.
And the van
okay,
and
so,
everything.
Okay, so then why are you saying, this is insane that they... What are you saying, Bronson? You're being ridiculous for saying that there are people that are pretending to be something that they're not.
Where do you get a badge?
I don't
from
right.
me. Okay. From the government.
Right.
You
okay,
said this isn't government.
No, I said I'm not saying that they're
stop.
Government.
Guys, that's guys, what, I think if there's 20 people with the Nazi flag covered up, all dressed the same, there's an ideology there that's sure. trying to send a message.
And regardless, this is
let
bad.
Me finish. There's an ideology there that's trying to send a message saying, we support this. Whether they're a full-fledged blood Nazi, white Aryan race group, I don't know. But the point is, if you're part of this march for whatever reason, and you might have different ulterior motives, but you're supporting this ideology, I think we're probably saying you therefore a Nazi in a sense of you want okay, Jews fine. Killed and you agree with the Nazi regime. Okay, which we know, for example, like we had this conversation two or three podcasts ago. We had a slight little debate about it. There are people who march, okay, and try, like you said about the BLM, try to change the concept to try to change the system, whatever. And the beautiful thing is people have a right to their freedom of speech to go ahead and march and do those things. The difference is we know that there's certain organizations, now we call them terrorist organizations. If there's something that, for example, is based upon an ideology that wants to bring down America, that wants to kill Jews or kill blacks or whatever it might be, we know that there are organizations like that, that there's nothing good that comes out of it. That's like, that's a cancer. Those, and if you are somewhat just want the attention, you're seeking attention, you're not a true Nazi, but you're going to march with Nazis, you don't really believe in, you woke, then you have to deal with the consequences because you are supporting.
What are the consequences?
Okay, let me just finish this.
Being related
correct.
As a Nazi.
Listen, so what I'm saying is.
But that's not a consequence. No, but that's what I'm asking is, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, this exists. So what do we do about it? But there's nothing
we can
do.
Well, that's a different issue. That's a different issue we're talking. I'm just talking about this fact. So
okay.
Therefore, if we have people that are marching the streets that support an ideology that is against to kill and wipe out a race or to destroy America, these people should be either get the fuck out or shot and fucking killed because they are a cancer that serve no purpose.
Well, they can't get the fuck out. They're Americans.
Listen. Then they should
which
be
is another
someone
scary
could
thing.
Say, I don't like Jews. Okay, they're that choice. Me say, I want Jews killed. That's a problem. Don't you think there's a difference?
But should somebody say there was a group in this country who came from, I don't know, from Ukraine, right? And there were 10 Ukrainian or 15 Ukrainians marching with anti-Russia flags, burning Russia flags. Do you think those Ukrainians should be killed? Hold on, just answer that question. Do you think those Ukrainians should be killed?
They hate another just who they are.
They hate Russia and they want Russians to be killed. Do you think those...
And it's just
and they
who
wish
they are.
Russia was blown up off the map. Do you think the Ukrainian people should be killed?
If there's
that, just no, those but, are the but, that's no, the fact, that, no, and that's all it is. Fact,
no, because I don't know. Just because Ukrainians march with a flag
and chanting death to Russia,
death to Russia. I want all Russians dead.
Death to Russia. Murder Putin. Murder the Russians
in America.
Yes,
in America.
We're not Russia. If that happened in Russia,
we're not Palestine.
You said it from your perspective.
You said if anyone marches.
With
just for the
heart.
Death of someone else for who they are, they should not be shot.
Yes, and you know what? If anybody wants anyone dead, first of all, they should not be allowed to march. They should all be arrested. That I don't think is protected free speech. And if you are saying death to this person, death to that person, that is 100% not free speech. You should be arrested.
What if people? What,
but
wait,
you
wait,
said killed, okay. not arrested.
Yeah, I'm
you
happy
with
them being killed. Yeah.
So what if
anyone's dead? If absolutely.
What
yes.
if people were marching in New York as a counter protest to all this Palestine stuff?
Gaza.
Just
the we Jews won't don't say that no. though.
Oh, but what if we did?
I didn't say Jews.
He said,
I didn't say Jews.
He said what if?
Didn't say Jews. What if people, just Americans, were like, we're sick of this shit. We like you're saying this anti-American immigration shit. I'm sick of this, and so they're marching through the streets of Chicago. Tens of thousands of people saying, "Death to Arabs! Fuck the Arabs! Get them out of our country! If they don't want to leave, kill them." Would you say all those people should die?
Be shot on the spot.
Or would you say, "Damn, they're annoyed, they're frustrated, they're probably
there's
not good people."
A little bit of it. There is a difference. Though.
Why? Because it's white versus black.
You have to be.
No, guys, it doesn't. Don't you understand? You guys are fucking.
Okay, so
I
wait,
love
what's
you
the
guys,
difference?
But you guys are young, ignorant people that have no fucking clue about reality.
What's the difference?
First, you have to look at the fact pattern, and you have to look exactly what's transpiring, exactly what's being said. We know for a fact. The neo fucking Nazis want fucking Jews killed, and after they want.
I mean, know for a fact that these white people want Arabs killed.
No, you don't know.
And this, I'm making a hypothetical.
You just said what if?
I'm making up a scenario.
We're just saying you can't pick and choose because you're on the other side.
You can. No, you're wrong.
You can, but that's
so that you have to amend your statement.
There's a difference. There's a difference because you're talking about hypotheticals. I'm talking about the organization that we know. The fact when people walk around like this, they're a cancer. Don't talk about fucking hypotheticals that I can make probably, if you show me another hypothetical and it was a reality, I could probably make 10 arguments why I disagree with you and why you're wrong. Right now, we have 10 or 20 people walking the fucking streets on public government property, the fucking streets, okay, which is funded by the federal government. Therefore, there's a thing called the constitutional right, First Amendment, that is not protected free speech. These people
What's
should
not
be,
protected about what they're doing? They're not speaking a word.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be verbal.
Wait, but so what are they doing? They're not inciting violence.
Yes, 100% they are.
Why? How?
No, they're not.
Okay, guys.
Well, no, but tell me how.
Guys, because what they're doing walking right now, first of all, I bet you don't need a permit to do that, number one, so that's a violation right there.
You don't need a permit to walk.
Flag,
okay,
right?
Okay. That is considered a march and a protest. That is not a person walking. When you have a gathering like that, okay,
12 people. So if we walked with 12 people, where we have to get a permit, no fucking way.
I bet you walk in the street right there. Okay, if you want to walk the sidewalk, maybe a little bit different. You walk in the street, stopping traffic. That is a problem.
They're crossing
right there.
They're on a crosswalk.
Right, well, I have a
go
question.
Back. You want to go back to the fucking beginning and see if they walk in the middle of the street? Go back to the fucking beginning of it. So what crosswalk? They're walking in the middle of the fucking street. That is not protected speech.
Okay, well, I have a question.
I have a question. How do you disagree? But you're just saying 100% not. This is not protected.
Yeah. Hold on. I have a question.
How?
What if me and 10 of my buddies. Hold on, no, guys, but this is an interesting conversation.
The problem, what if you young fucking even.
But don't you think that you're also just clouded by this too?
Not clouded. You're not.
You can't just 100% be right, and we're 100% wrong.
No, on this one I can be. And no, because I'm yes, I'm 100% right.
So then answer my. So then answer my question. What if me and my 10 friends, which we would obviously never, but we went with Confederate flags and we walked down the street? Should we all be shot in the head? We kept our mouths shut, but right? Doesn't the flag
represent probably slavery is a little bit different? Than
slavery is my property. I could kill in the 1700s. I could kill my own slave. No,
but you're not a slave. You're not an owner right now. But it's different.
Okay, George Washington could kill his slaves as he pleases.
If me and all my friends are in Miami, all Jewish, we got so fed up with all this shit. We take to the streets with Israeli flags and we say, death to Gaza. Fuck Gaza. Death to Gazans in this country.
You know what happened?
You think we should all be...
You know what happened?
No.
You'd be arrested.
Do you think we should be shot?
You'd be arrested.
Do you think we should be shot?
Shot in the head.
No.
Okay, so you're being hypocritical.
Because why should the Gazans do it? One is defensive, okay? One is defensive. It is defensive what happened.
Me walking through the street saying death to Gaza, that's defensive?
Okay. You're not... Don't you understand? You being a Jew, you're not safe? You're trying to prevent.
Wait, but now, okay, so I'm now sure it's.
Being a not
so now it's. Safe you should either. Only die if you're
no,
safe?
No.
You're,
what, no what's the safety that aspect? Many arguments can be made, Bronx. That's my point. It's not black and white.
You it's said
not,
it's black and white. You said no, anyone. You. We can roll back the tapes. You it's said anyone black. Who okay. doesn't like someone for who they are and wants them to be killed to die, yeah. should die. You made it black okay. and white.
All right. That's not black and white. That's black and white, the Nazis right there, because you understand their ideology.
I agree with you that I would love in a perfect world for people who march with Nazi flags to be dead. Clearly, they're a waste of breath. They shouldn't exist on this planet. But should human beings have the right to go out and shoot them in the head?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, you're not giving any arguments.
Because we spoke 40 fucking minutes about this
but
thing.
But that's the podcast. It's an hour of talking about random shit.
No problem.
All right, what else do you want to talk about?
Did you see you might have talked about it, the guy... in LA who got his gun license revoked?
No, I don't know anything about that.
So these two people tried to rob his home in LA. He has two daughters, I think, and a wife. And he was trying to walk in through his front door. And these two guys showed up and he shot both of them on his property, right?
Good for him.
Like at the front door, he shot them. And the Californian government removed his or took his gun license away.
They might have taken his gun license away pending the investigation. The
I don't know enough about it.
Right.
So Google
that's
it.
Why. No, I'm just saying they might have taken it away because if there's a crime and there's a pending investigation, you might not be allowed to have guns legally during that thing. So we don't know what the outcome of the thing. He might get his gun license back if he's acquitted.
This says, was coming back home to his LA home on a quiet evening when two robbers jumped his wall and pointed guns at his chest, but they weren't ready for what was about to happen. He had a gun on his own and defended himself. Now California is suspending his Second Amendment.
Okay, but
this is what the NRA, right. who I okay. also hate the NRA, but that's what they posted.
Is that definitely the NRA?
Yeah, it's the NRA.
Okay. Well, you follow the NRA?
Well, don't follow,
he doesn't follow them.
I don't follow the NRA. I don't like the NRA. They're an extremely corrupt organization as well.
Every organization is corrupt.
Correct.
True.
All right, Brian. Go ahead.
Bryce and I were watching this video the other day, and I thought the beginning of it would just be funny for you to to watch because it's pretty funny. There might be an ad. Yeah, there is. Hold on.
Just a Canada one?
Yeah. Just the beginning part. This woman is...
I hate people who talk like this.
How many clients do you have?
I have like...
How much...
Did you hear what she said?
No, what was the beginning? She's a prostitute?
How many clients do you have?
I have like...
How much per turd?
I'd say like I'm 200. Sometimes they make me stay like over the weekend. I go when I have to run. Like they like to get shit. I'm gonna have to run. Like diarrhea. Well, I don't have a problem shitting. I went to jail, so like people shit. And also, if I went to jail...
What
do you think
of
this brand? Because that's where I shit.
What?
I'm a grown woman.
Grows what?
You do it to them.
Yeah, I hate men. Like, I'm not letting them shit on me. I'm Sagittarius shoggy, and I'm known for being a battery team. I get fucked by multiple guys at a time. Yeah.
What's your biggest turn off?
White penis. Does it look like raw chicken?
When you say white, do you mean all types of whites? Eastern Europeans in that bracket?
It looks like raw chicken.
like Central Asian whites, like Kazakhs.
Oh, I have bad parents.
Asians?
No, I have one bad parents, so I don't believe
her. All the women here.
Is that not crazy?
I hate Andrew.
I don't know if her, I don't know if I believe her, but okay, it's crazy.
All right.
Are she really? Are people really paying her $200 to shit on their chest?
Okay, I'm sure there's people.
First of all, you look at her and that you see shit. She's disgusting.
Disgusting.
No, nasty. Beyond she's disgusting.
Nasty.
Last woman on earth. I would never.
No.
I'd fuck a guy before that, and I would never fuck a guy.
Wow, that would fuck a guy.
Okay, would you do that ever?
No,
ever.
But I wouldn't fuck a guy.
Okay, you know, I'm making an analogy.
I would just be like, eh, okay, I'll jerk off.
I would never, right? But she's atrocious.
That's the one who was like, I'd fuck a guy.
No, I wouldn't fuck a guy. You know, let's be very clear.
I'm gonna clip I'd fuck a guy.
Are you done?
Admit I'd beat you in court.
What?
By the way, I won in court.
Admit I would beat you in court, or I'm posting a clip of you saying, I fuck a guy.
Okay, you're retarded. And you did not beat me in court.
Okay.
Nor would you. Maybe one
then you
day.
Fuck the guy.
I'm releasing that you're gay.
Good. I have two kids.
Did you see? Do you want to comment on this anymore?
It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. Fucking hoe.
Hoe.
I don't believe her. And she says she gets fucked
anybody.
You believe that she's that I multiple guys are paying her $20
dudes out there.
And she said when I have the runs.
Who calls it the runs? That's nasty.
She said when I have the runs, I have diarrhea and I shit on guys' chest with diarrhea.
Like 23 dead.
She's fucking disgusting. Nasty. And it's even that this is shocking. This is the problem with social media. This should not be on. Don't you see how fucking retarded this? Because some guys can be like, yeah, I want to try to get shit one day.
But how? I don't believe it. That's crazy.
Everything exists.
Yes, 100%.
You think people are that fucked up?
So, oh, absolutely.
That they're dropping $200 to just get...
What about... Okay,
but how are you that fucked up that you want diarrhea from a cow?
What about a guy...
That's not a cow.
She's a
cow. That's a manatee.
What about a guy... What about a guy that will rape a five-year-old girl?
Right. Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's even more fucked up.
That's my point. So yeah, people...
I don't know.
Yes, Bronson, please don't defend this one.
Oh, my
God. Don't defend this.
Because just stop.
Bronson,
stop it.
Don't defend
stop
this
it.
One. Don't defend this
because
one.
Stop
one.
It. Okay. Stop it.
So what about this George Soros stuff? Have you talked about that yet?
Well, we don't know. This
you don't mean George Soros.
No, I don't mean George
Soros. I know. Yeah.
George Santos?
Santos.
George Santos. What about this George Santos stuff?
Why? What about it?
What's going on?
Did you not
you know
see
George? You know George Santos.
He was the one who was caught like dressing up as a girl in Brazil.
Yeah, we talked about him. The congressman who was like gay and he was a tranny, but he's like... Saying like I'm against trans
yes,
shit
and he's
committed
anti-gay.
Suicide.
Oh, he's no. anti-gay,
right? He's
oh yeah. right, okay.
And he's married to like a white woman.
Yeah, did but he's not like very clearly gay. But recently,
what happened,
dude?
Oh yes,
over this week
he quit or something, right?
No, he was using his fun campaign money to pay for like $40,000 a month on OnlyFans.
Wow,
something crazy. Google it, dude. And he. There were all these girls
that
on...
The guy who looked like a nice guy, you showed, right?
No,
that
no, he's a loser.
This guy, we've talked
oh,
about
Oh, he's a weird dude. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
So he was... He had OnlyFans accounts and all these
he's
girls...
He's gay, by the way.
All these girls were posting, like, all these really, really fat girls, that guy's size, who had OnlyFans accounts, were posting, like, this guy would send me pictures of his dick and then make me tell him that it was the smallest thing I've ever seen.
And it
seen.
Was George Santos?
And it was George Santos. And they were like,
know?
He's my number one earner on OnlyFans. All these girls were coming out, posting his account, saying, number one... sure,
but
you can Photoshop it. I think,
well,
he's,
here,
just,
doing,
I
the,
think he's just a
the
freak.
House, the House Ethics Committee report on Representative George Santos alleges that he was a cash-strapped candidate who used campaign contributions to live a life of luxury, including spending donors' money on trips to casinos, shopping at high-end retailers, Botox treatments, and OnlyFans payments.
Oh, my God, a retard.
How funny
is
that?
From, was, what, where was he?
New York.
New York, yeah. He lied about everything.
Everything.
Yeah, right.
He was the one who said his mom was in the Holocaust,
yeah.
right?
And still, yeah.
He said his mom was in the Holocaust.
He said Jewish. Like,
he
Jewish.
He said he was Jewish.
No, but
he meant
yeah. like Jewish.
And then he acted Jewish.
Right, like, have a bagel.
No, but he lied about where he went to college.
Everything.
He lied about what
so wait,
jobs he's
and
had.
And he's still in.
Yeah, but he. I think he just announced he was like, I'm not seeking re-election
good.
Next term.
By the way,
he's still in office.
He should be arrested.
Yeah.
He should be arrested.
Yes, he should be arrested.
100% he should
be arrested. Well, for this, yeah.
Yes.
Campaign fund shit, for sure.
Yes.
If they find evidence, he will be. Yeah.
How could he. How could you have those allegations for OnlyFans and it not be true?
He deposited large amounts of cash that he has never accounted for, moved money between various bank accounts in a suspicious manner, and made over $240,000 cash withdrawals for unknown purposes. A report by the panel
we know he's
found.
A bad guy because he admitted the other stuff.
Well,
he's a bad guy,
right? He's a liar. A known liar.
I right. just don't get how people like that are even able to get into office. It doesn't make sense.
Because you can easily, before look, the Biden lies are it. Found out, yeah, you could doing it for 50 I feel like getting into office, especially as a representative, is easy.
I don't think so.
You got fucking...
Dude, look at all the retards that are there. Yeah,
Fetterman.
It's literally...
Fetterman's a senator, right?
Yeah, yeah. But Matt Gaetz, AOC. Dude, these are all retards.
People love Matt Gaetz.
But he's an objective retard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I hate Matt Gaetz.
Right, and it's like, you don't think that you could get in over him if you really wanted to?
No, people love him. People love him. Who loves him? Like, cookie cutter...
He's not cookie cutter.
He is. He's
super anti-establishment. He's ruining the Republican Party.
Looks wise and stuff.
Looks wise.
Looks are a huge thing in politics.
He looks like a little fucking weasel. He looks like the bad guy in a Disney movie.
That's what he looks like. His dad paid for his Porsche.
He looks like the bad guy in a Disney movie.
He was on the lacrosse team.
He looks like a weasel.
Yeah.
That's what you would think of as a Republican. Literally,
he doesn't have eyes. He literally doesn't have eyes.
I hear you, Bryce.
He's a scary guy.
What do you got for folly advice?
I wanted to talk about this other thing too, though. This is more important.
What is it?
Because it's like very timely, and it has to do with all the shit we've been talking about too. And
what is it?
And arguing about. In like this last week, this is also so problematic too, and shows we should have talked about it when we were talking about all the youth shit that we were arguing about. But this past week on TikTok, all of these like young women, especially, you know, yeah.
And men.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. Go ahead.
No, all these young people on TikTok started being like, you know, I think Osama bin Laden misunderstood.
Well, no, that's not how it worked, but.
That was the sentiment. They started reading. So Osama bin Laden,
why is anyone even wasting their fucking time with
people
this?
Are idiots.
Right after. No, but that's more than idiotic. That's like.
Dangerous. It's
extremely dangerous. That we're now
should be shot.
And it's like a lot of what's weird Whenever is it's
that
like
debate.
Yes.
Go. All the videos I saw were like young Love white you, women boo. And black men, and I was like, you gotta understand, you were the first two to die.
Right.
But wait, are these are the same kind of people? I want to be that. We'll go into this in a second. But these are the same kind of fucking retards that a woman will find a pen pal of a guy in life in prison and will marry them. Do you know what I'm saying? And go there for visits.
What?
Sorry, I was.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Did you see that video?
No.
No. But
I'll say it after.
Okay, but what I'm trying to get at, when you're like that, you're just a dumb fuck.
Yeah, but that's right. But that you can't just write off someone being like, oh, they're a dumb fuck. Like dumb fucks
are dangerous.
In mass is what ruins the world.
We see it. Not ruins the world, make it a very dangerous place.
What? By ruining the world, yes.
guys, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just
thanks for 2 cents there. Okay, what's the video you want to
say? So right after 9/11 happened, bin Laden wrote, he called it the letter to America. He wrote like a manifesto saying the US has been involved in the Middle East and the reason why we hate you is because of what you've done to us. And so we feel, basically the main gist of the letter was like, we feel justified in killing Americans because it's like retribution. And so we don't feel bad killing Americans because of what you've done to us.
And if you want to see me come for a cup of coffee, I'll be hiding in my hole.
And but that was the sentiment of the letter. But so all these young people now who are like pro-Palestine, anti-Israel, have all of a sudden started reading this letter and been like, you know what? He's right. We might, like, America did horrible things, and so they were justified in doing, and it's like, that's the biggest terrorist attack that has been on our country's soil. These people want to kill all of us just for being American, and these young white women and people are being like, you know what? Maybe they're misunderstood. It's like, honestly, what it is, it's like we were saying in the other episode, where it's just like, they just have lived too good of a life. They don't know. Right. Like, they don't really know, because most of the people, too, that are saying this weren't alive.
I'm sure they're watching The View also.
But most of these people weren't alive during 9/11.
No, they're going to start reading Mein Kampf. They'd be like,
Right, they just don't really know.
They should not be shot, but they definitely should have a bat taken to the back.
Why shouldn't they be shot?
They should have a bat to the back.
No, they should just, like, have to live a hard life.
Fine.
Right, let them, ship them out there.
Yeah, no, go to Palestine.
Right, exactly. They've just lived too good of lives.
If you think that...
Well, you're yelling.
If you think that Hamas is good for the world, go live in Palestine and see.
Yep, go there. So simple. We don't need you.
Go see. Or even just write a letter to Hamas and see what they say about you. Very simple. Send them a picture.
I mean, the fact that people are...
Dirty fuck. probably hasn't bathed in years.
It's just crazy
because he's been dead for 10 years.
You know what I mean?
It's actually crazy that people are like, he is pure evil. And this is how a country can just completely fall apart. And when people, we talked about it too, where we're like, you can easily, the entire country, like,
social media is the problem.
Like, no, but what I was going to say is like the Nazis came to power and were like, we want to kill all Jews, all gays. And most people at the time were like, I don't want that. But then within a couple of years, they're fucking cheering the Jews and the gays down the street to the gas chambers. It's like you can easily, if young white girls are like, you know what? I think maybe the most evil terrorist in the world is misunderstood. Yeah. It's like, no, bro, he killed thousands of people in this country and wanted to kill everyone. Every single person. Let's see if I can find any videos.
You see that video of those podcasters?
Are you sick?
Yeah. No,
he's had this cough for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. The last three episodes we've talked about this cough.
I saw a dating podcast. It was like these three or four girls on a dating podcast. And the girl said, what's worse, to date a man in prison or to date a man in the military? And every single one of them was like, it's way healthier to date a man in prison. They're better people.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? They're better people. God. They Stop do more it, for Bryce. The world. People
Bryce,
in prison.
Bryce, there's no
murderers
way.
And rapists.
There's no way, Bryce. I don't believe you.
I'll show you the video. They literally said it.
I don't believe you.
And they were like, military men are just so... They said army. And then they said, well, what division of army? Because they think that army means military. They don't know that army is a branch of the military.
They're dumb. It's fucking idiots.
People are just dumb.
No,
people are just stupid.
Just being like, wow, they're dumb. It's like, no, that...
What are we going to do? Right, we're saying...
DM all of them? You are stupid.
But it's also... I blame a majority of that on the education system, 100%. Because it's...
And parenting.
It's very easy for like a 16-year-old girl to be like, yeah, you know what? Bin Laden is right when he says America did horrible things to us, so they're justified. Because all throughout their education, they're taught that America does horrible, horrible things.
It was Al-Qaeda, right? He ran Al-Qaeda. So they said they went on to like Lincoln Square, is that the place in New York, whatever? One of the big centers in New York City. And they started interviewing people after people started posting stuff about Bin Laden. And they said, who did the attacks on 9/11? And people would go, the terrorists. And he would go, yeah, but what terrorist group? And they went, most people were like, I don't know. Or others were like,
It would take me a minute to realize.
But you would know it's Osama bin Laden.
But also,
that's a different generation, too.
Right, but that's why this is only young people are doing this. Because old people are like, no, I was there.
We cheered when Obama killed him.
They were like, I was there. I saw that this was horrible.
I vividly remember I was in sixth or seventh grade, and I vividly remember standing outside when we woke up that morning, and one kid came to school and was like, oh my God, did you hear that the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden? And everyone was like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, that was a huge day. It was on SNL, remember?
How'd you do it?
Right, but then you don't think obviously there are multiple steps between, but an easy evolution from this is, yeah, we should kill Jews because... Israel.
They're saying that now.
No, I'm saying a young liberal 16-year-old girl, I could easily see in a year from now being like, yeah, killing Jews is justified because Israel commits horrible acts Jews are part of Israel.
They teach about the Holocaust. People still think the Holocaust didn't exist. So there's just dumb fucking people in this world, and it's scary.
Here's where I think the difference is, which I think will help the Jewish people, luckily. The Holocaust... the Nazis did not want Americans dead. Sure, if they had the choice to rule the world.
They killed tens of thousands of us.
In fighting.
Right.
But the goal of the Nazi party was to take over Germany, take over Europe, and rid them of Jewish people, gay people, gypsies, that. Their main goal from the start was not.
One world order, which means America was.
I understand, they were on the back end. Part of, or not Muslim, part of. Hamas's mission always was like, no rights for women.
No Western civilization.
No Western civilization. We want all Americans to die. So it's a little bit harder.
Same as the Nazi regime got, buddy.
I think it's harder.
World order.
The idea of the Third Reich was like, we are going to take over the world.
I understand. Correct. But I think
Hamas's first thing is, we do want to rid the Jews. That's the first thing. Then they're like, if we can take over the world, great.
They say, we will not rest.
The Nazis were like, we want to take over the world. It's 5:30.
No, but... Listen, I'm not leaving early. We're done.
We're done.
Let's just
wrap it up.
The thing is this. It's the same. They want one world order in the Islamic view. They want the Islamic religion and views in every home, period. And that's not American Western civilization culture. That's
yeah,
not.
And the fact that, like, our youth is just like, yeah, okay.
Stupid.
But then that's also extremely dangerous, too, because man, we're
yes,
already
I agree
see-
with you.
Well, we're already seeing it because I think the Democrats, their main power, especially now, is
the young.
Yep. And so they're starting to realize, oh shit, our supporting Israel is isolating the youth. They're not going to vote for us because the youth is extremely anti-Israel.
So crazy.
And so the fact that the youth is now like, yeah, you know what? We don't want the Democrat. We don't like Biden. We don't like the Democratic establishment. The Democrats are 100% realizing that and saying, oh shit, we're losing our votes. So they're going to start changing their tune. And a month ago, when we first did Israel shit, you were like, there's no worry because the American government will always support Israel. And that's literally, we're 5 weeks in and we're losing support left and right. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do agree with that. But I also think that, you know my thoughts on this. I think that this had to come to a head. I'm still feel good about the Jews. I still feel good about Israel. And I think we're going to come out on the other side strong. And I think it might unite. And I think it's going to bring some
voter. How do we come out, though? If we lose the support.
No, I think we'll come out. I think we'll be fine. I don't know. People, the Jews will definitely die, but
if
I don't.
You knew how.
I don't know how.
I know, but it's just like,
how do I solve world hunger? How do I solve AIDS?
But you don't say, you know what? We're all going to, we're going to solve world hunger.
No, I can say, and I do say.
It's called hope, Bronson. He has hope.
Faith, and I believe the way the Jews are and that we will persevere and the way Israel is, I think it'll work out.
I agree.
Yeah, I just don't, like, at least like in World War II when all this was happening, America was a beacon of like, wow, that's horrible what's happening, right? As a whole country. But now there's no beacon of that in the world. Every country is like, yeah, fuck the Jews. There's no beacon.
We'll see what
happens. Like, where could we turn?
Pain in my ass.
Okay, all right,
we're not leaving. I got to make a phone call. We're leaving too early.
Okay,
all right.
You can't keep interrupting our...
No, but of course, why wouldn't she fucking interrupt? Like, it's no big deal.
I mean, it's
now. Seriously, if this was fucking salon thing, we think we'd be interrupting our. We're out of color.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
I beat you in court, by the way.
Love you.
Okay.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.